Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
What I love about the emergence of the running game is they haven't had to reinvent the wheel. They went into the bye week believing that they could get this unlocked, believing it could be unlocked with very little details that were tended to with more attention, and they've come out and run the ball with authority and run the ball the way that they've always wanted to.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Studs, if the Bears pull off that upset, I would recommend you get the Cypress Hill music out and you play Insane in the Membrane and you just have a 4-minute dance party.
I mean, like, look, you guys know me. You guys know me. I know
everything is fine at the big time.
Are you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Dan Weederer.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
That is outstanding. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And Dan Weederer joins us, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. So was Black Sunday your favorite Cypress Hill album, or what?
Well, that one was from the prime, right? That's from the high school day for sure. And there was definitely some jams on there that would keep you going through some practices.
So what was the name of the hype man again? Lawrence, I always forget his name.
Be Real was the lead guy.
Right.
And then there's Sendog. Our guy Sendog.
Sendog was the one who
Insane in the Brain.
A to the K. Hits from the bong, like every
you
track.
Got them all. Yeah.
Every track he's doing that.
We ain't going out.
Exactly. So who's that guy on the Bears, Dan? I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Is there one?
Yeah, Grady Jarrett.
No, you're right.
I think you're ultimate
hype man, yeah. Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, he might not
it
play.
It actually might be Ben, to be honest with you guys. He might be the ultimate hype man for this whole team.
Wow, that's interesting.
I feel like if you and Ben got into a conversation about Cypress Hill, he would have thoughts.
I think you'd
probably be able to relate and go some places with us. So thanks for planting that seed. We'll get there on one of these Fridays upcoming.
Hey, do we have a potential disaster moment in the secondary here, Dan Weederer? I find myself very concerned.
You should be concerned. I did say to Grody just a little bit ago that if I had presented you this scenario in the middle of August, that the Bears would be going to Baltimore without Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, and Kyler Gordon, I think you would have been like, okay, I'm going to make other plans for that particular Sunday, right? I do think that the Ravens are vulnerable enough that you have an opportunity to try to create some doubt for them early in that football game, but the secondary depletion is really, really concerning right now. And now you've got to figure out if you're getting 80% Lamar Jackson, 90% Lamar Jackson, what that whole thing looks like, because that's going to be the entire thing that dictates the outcome of this football game.
No doubt about it. I agree with you on that. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the Bears quarterback for a second.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to the assessment of what Caleb Williams is at this point, and we all know that progress doesn't have to be linear, it just seemed like it had been a little linear for Caleb. How's he handling and how are the Bears handling them winning with him not playing his best ball?
I think everyone's handling it all right. I think that there's obviously a cushion that's there when you're winning football games and you can go back and make the corrections without all the tension hovering in the air. I just think that there is, you know, some areas that need to ascend quickly. I mean, last week, when you look at some of the pre-snap difficulties they had, not only with false starts, but with cadence that created some quarterback center exchange issues, those things shouldn't still be happening. Your passing game has been altogether inconsistent for most of the season. You've got to figure out a way to unlock some things with the extended play passing game, which has surprisingly been kind of missing here for the last month or so. And so they've got to find ways to get that revived and going again. I just think there's a lot here for Caleb to continue growing with. And I think everyone just has to be very honest with themselves, even with the success of the team, that stuff can't be just so easily dismissed, because ultimately you're going to get to a point where you need your quarterback to be the star of the football team or the guy that's winning you games. And he's got to get there quicker than maybe it's appearing he will right now.
All right, let's talk about the extended play passing game. I've been annoyed.
Yeah.
I've been annoyed that Caleb was focused on that myself, because I feel like the other stuff is the stuff that has to get right, and the extended play stuff will come because it has come for him in the past, and it's like gravy in some ways. And I like gravy. Gravy's delicious, but what's going wrong other than him in that extended play passing game?
I think it's an issue that's important here, Speaks, because it is supposed to be the thing that is sort of your life raft when the other stuff isn't clicking, that you can lean on that. That's what he came into the league sort of praised as a superhero in. Like, you're going to get out on the move, you're going to avoid pressure, you're going to be able to make throws, and you're going to drive defenses crazy with the ability to make, you know, second play completions down the football field. Against New Orleans, there was just some hesitance there. And it seems like the talking point this week at Hallis Hall has been, look, like, if you're a 3-point shooter and you've missed your last 8 threes, get to the rim. And when they say get to the rim, they mean take a 6-yard scramble, get out, see green grass, hit it, slide, get 6 yards, keep us on schedule and keep us going there. Ultimately, both Press Taylor, the passing game coordinator, and then Ben today said that they used part of the bye week to reemphasize their scramble drill rules and to make sure everybody's on the same page with those, so that when they do get into situations where that becomes something that they need to lean into, they can lean into it and have success with it. And I think that's what's been a little bit jarring, is they haven't had the success that they've wanted. Even when Caleb escapes, there's just not positive plays and backbreaking plays coming out of that. And so little by little, they've got to unlock that. And some of that is just quarterback feel. And for whatever reason, last Sunday against New Orleans, Caleb didn't seem to have the right feel with that.
No, he didn't. He looked uncomfortable. And
whole game, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing that was jarring to me is, and I don't know if it was one of those things where you look across the sideline, you know it's a guy that you kind of don't like, who's quarterbacking the other team, and you want to show that you're the best disciple of Lincoln Riley or whatever it is. I don't know if that played a role in it, or if the thing that I'm worried about, Dan, is if New Orleans put stuff on tape that better teams might be able to do better than them.
Sure. And look, like, I think if you reflect back on last year, there are instances where 3-4 defenses have shown the ability to make Caleb uncomfortable at times. I said all throughout last week that the short week is a challenge, particularly with what they came off of, right? Like, we all have to remember that emotional win game on a Monday night in Washington, and you've got to reset quickly. And so there is a little bit of a dynamic there that factors into your preparation for the next opponent that, that may have been a little bit disjointed. Well, you've got a full week now, and you've got, I think, six consecutive noon Sunday games where you're going to have a routine and a rhythm to everything you do, and you better use that rhythm to attack that week's game in a way that puts you in position to have success. And they're going to have a chance this weekend. Look, like this Ravens defense, I know they're getting healthier. I know what they've been in the past, but they've been vulnerable this year, and they've given up some yards, and they've given up some passing yards with little pass rush to speak of. And so you need to try to find a way to take advantage of that.
Durham Smythe got used a lot last game, and not all of that was after Cole Kmet got hurt. There was some three tight end sets from Ben as he kind of reemphasized the run, certainly over the last couple games. Mm-hmm. So is this tight end crew in Colston Loveland ready to play without Cole?
They better be. And this is the first time that a Bears team has had to play without Cole since Cole was drafted. And so that's a streak that comes to an end, and it's an impressive streak. And you realize how hurt Cole must be to not be able to make it into this game. And so now you've got to find what your answers are for this particular opponent. And that's what, you know, it's been impressive about Ben, and it's been a priority for him. He said it since the day he got here, that he wants to be able to morph week to week and be able to have things, you know, teed up that they can attack that specific opponent with things that make that specific opponent vulnerable. We'll see what that is against the Ravens on Sunday, which direction they decide to go. I think you guys probably would agree that it was really encouraging that they were hell-bent on using the bye to find answers for their running game, and then they found answers for their running game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have seen an improvement. And of course, then there's all the injuries, and Roshon Johnson is going to be out of this game. I don't know. Like I know that you look at the list and you go, wow, this is a lot of firepower for the Bears to try and overcome. When you look at the list of guys that are out, who's the most important?
Okay, so there's five of them. I mean, Kyler's got to be the most important of the guys that are out for this game. I just think that he's such a valuable defensive chess piece. And this, I think this would be his 12th missed game since he got here. And so, you know, like that total's starting to get up there, right? Like, and you gotta, you know, look at that with you know, an honest evaluation and figure out how can we get this to come down a little bit. That's got to be the most significant to me. I'd probably put Tyreek second behind that, and then it's not easy. And then Cole's obviously a part of that list as well, and you're just gonna have to find ways to compensate. But that's what good teams do, and when you're trying to contend, you better have some depth, and you better have some answers to help you get through some of these rough patches.
How much do you believe of the improvement of the Bears run defense over the last 2 weeks, considering the challenge that's in front of them Sunday?
It's a challenge. Great time to take the test, I think, Lawrence, because look, like Patrick Ricard's coming back. He hasn't been available to the Ravens all year. You talk to people around the league and there's nothing but praise for what he brings to that running game. It's already hard enough to take down that rampaging bull that is Derrick Henry coming out of their backfield. And then you put a 300-pound fullback in front of him and let him do some damage at times. And so this is a really good test because, you know, obviously we know what Derrick Henry is. We know what Lamar at his best can be on the move. And so I don't know. I don't know what to make of the success the run defense has had as far as a long-term projection, but I think this is a very good test for us to come back Monday and say, okay, now we see what they are as a run D.
Dan Weider of The Athletic is here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. Couple things from last Sunday's game, because you don't get to talk to the coordinators until yesterday. Snap issues, are we sure that those are cleared up? How much was Dahlman? How much was Caleb?
I didn't get clarity on that much throughout the week at all, other than that there were some cadence communication issues. And that's when we talk about the pre-snap operation. I think Ben has been very firm with Caleb and being like, look, like that starts with you. There may be other guys that contributed to it, but like the quarterback is the guy in charge, and he's the one that controls the entire pre-snap operation. That's got to get cleaned up. We've seen too many hiccups there. We've seen too many penalties there. There's just too much sloppiness. And that's the type of stuff that's going to give Ben a coronary before time is up. If it persists, right? Because he just can't handle that type of sloppiness. And some of that sloppiness came in such key moments. You're down inside the red zone, you're down inside the 10, and you know, you're not even able to get the play run because you can't get the snap clean. That stuff's going to kill you against really good opponents. They got a really good opponent presumably this weekend in Baltimore, and so you got to get that cleaned up quickly.
And then Caleb's interception, where it looked like his eyes never left that target, was that the concern from Declan Doyle's perspective or not?
His concern was more that the football was just not precise, you know, that if you put that outside a little more and you don't give the defensive back an opportunity to come make a play on it, you probably have a completion. And so this is NFL accuracy, right? And that's the precision that's required on this level, particularly with some of those intermediate throws, to be able to make those sing. And so, look, like, Caleb hasn't had a problem taking care of the football for most of his time here. I think that was a mistake that he'd want back. It hasn't been a consistent problem, but it does sort of reemphasize that need for precision in the passing game. And that's something we talked last week about ball location, right? That's ball location. And so that's going to be something that he's got to continue to work on this climb.
Dan, I know that you're worried about what's happening with the Bears, but that you're also a big thinker when it comes to sports overall and league in general. Have you had a chance to talk to anyone NFL-wise about what's happening with the NBA?
I have not yet, Lawrence, and it's I've got like 4 or 5 articles bookmarked for my flight tomorrow that I want to read to catch up on some of this. And so it's fascinating from the surface level that I've been able to dive into it at this point. But man, there seems like there's a lot more layers that I got to get comfortable with.
Yeah, because I mean, look, it's gambling on NFL planes happens too. You know, like that, oh, yeah. That's been a part of the culture of football for a long time.
And these are competition addicts, these people.
No doubt. And you know, look, and we're living in a world where we've put gambling in all forums everywhere, right? Like, I mean, you can't even get a score anymore without knowing how it affects the money line. And we're watching Thursday Night Football last night on Amazon Prime, and you're getting updates on when a guy passed his player prop total, right? Like, that's a winner, you know. And you're like, oh, okay, we're doing this now, okay? Like, so it's everywhere now, and it's part of the existence, and everybody's got to figure out how to get there comfortably.
As a matter of fact, this segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Come on,
it's
now.
Meant to be.
Come on now, it's like Lauren scripted it right there. Hey Dan, I've heard you hint a couple of times now. You think there's a chance Baltimore has a little quit in them, or at least a will that you might be able to bend if things start to go bad, huh?
When I woke up on Monday morning, I figured that this was a Ravens team coming off the bye, playing at home, getting healthier, that would be able to just kind of determine how big their winning margin was going to be. And the deeper I've gotten into the week and the more I've talked to people, it just feels like they're in a weird state. And you know me, I'm a big vibes guy. I'm not out there, but I know people who are out there who describe it as just kind of a weird vibes week out in Owings Mill, Maryland. And so I don't know, man. It's, you know, it's year 18 of Harbaugh. It's a team that had Super Bowl expectations coming into the year. They're 1-5. They mm-hmm. they realize they're up against the ropes. I expect them to come throwing haymakers on Sunday just because they know this is their last chance to really salvage their season. But like I say, if you can land the first one, then all of a sudden you can plant that seed of doubt in them, and all of a sudden, you know, the momentum of a Sunday can take over. And we've seen before that weird things can happen.
Yeah, it just ain't right that the veterans took away the pinball machine when John Harbaugh is the one who gave it to him in the first place, and he didn't even know about
it. How about the fact that the Bears put out a video this week with guys like playing pop a shot
and playing darts and just having a great time, like we're relaxed and we're loose. I love it. It's all out there, and it's fun to be in this situation, be on the opposite side of it, looking at someone else's misfortune for once, and trying to figure out how they're going to deal with it. I talked to Dress Rebeck, my colleague at The Athletic, and you know, we've been on opposite ends of the spectrum. They go to the playoffs every year. I go into a coaching search every third year, and so I'm like, hey, we can trade playbooks on how to do this. I know how to cover what you're doing. You know how to cover what I'm doing. Let's trade some thoughts on this and figure out how to make it the best for everybody.
Dan, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You got it. Enjoy the game Sunday.
Yeah, man.
It's Dan Weeder of The Athletic.
I tell you what, the team he used to cover, the Vikings long ago, they're bad right now.
Yeah, they're not good.
Ooh,
but it looks like J.J. McCarthy, if healthy, is going to start.
He's running out of that tunnel. The Tecmo return music is playing.
He might be limping out of that tunnel. Well, we'll see.
That'll work.
You've been wondering why things have gone so bad with Baltimore. Why don't we ask Evan Washburn about that? Because he knows about this Ravens team. He's going to be on the call of the game, and he's going to join us next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback.
Flashback. Check in with Evan.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb's words to us last night were, I beat myself up pretty badly. Now, he's been like this, and it's worked for him. I mean, it's a superpower to some degree. And for him, it's all about managing it. And I think that's what he laid down to us. It's about the work he puts in, but really the support he gets, not just from away from the field, but on the field. He said, my teammates show me a lot of grace.
It's DeMarcado breaking away. DeMarcado goes the distance. Touchdown, Cardinals. A breakdown for the Bears.
Matt Eberflus with our own Evan Washburn moments ago.
Coach, after the way that first half ended, what was your message in the locker room to your guys?
I told them that, hey, this is what the score is, and we have each other. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to execute on offense, defense, and kicking, and we're going to go out here and compete in the second half.
Coach, thank you.
You got it.
All right, Evan.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
My God. Chris Tannehill, our producer, going back to one of the darker moments of a lot of dark moments of Matt Eberflus' final year. That's the game, Lawrence, where you say you saw the quit.
Yeah, I was there. I was there.
So was Evan Washburn.
I know. And Evan's going to be, I'm not going to be in Baltimore, but Evan's going to be there on the sidelines breaking it all down. And we're grateful to have him here for a few minutes to talk about the Bears and the Ravens. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Evan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We don't want to relitigate the Matt Eberflus years with you. We do want to talk about what's going on in Baltimore. Why is this team in the state that it's in?
Wow. Well, first of all, good to be with you guys. What a flashback. That feels like 10 years ago, not 1 year ago. But, Yeah, good to be back at it with the Bears. Specific to your question about the Ravens, I don't think it's overly complicated. They were extremely injured. They turned the ball over a bunch with whoever was in there, and that includes a future Hall of Famer and Derrick Henry to start the season. And defensively, they couldn't take the ball away. I mean, you're living it right now. You're the team. The Bears are 4-2, largely due to the fact that they take the ball away and they've protected it reasonably well the last four games. So I would say that's the large kind of root cause of what's happened with the Ravens.
So, Evan, you do sidelines for Ravens preseason. You're local, right?
Yep.
So
yeah, I live in Baltimore.
Yeah, so you can kind of help us zoom out here, because we've been fascinated from afar, and now with some focus, is the John Harbaugh thing hitting an expiration date? Like, are we seeing some decay of message and continuity writ large at this point?
I don't see it that way. I get how that's kind of how the system in and around sports, and especially the NFL, goes. But to me, Baltimore, the way that organization is run, is very similar to, I would say, their rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They preach patience, and they've been rewarded for it in a lot of ways over the course of especially the Steve Bisciotti era, who's the owner. So as I laid out in the first point, I don't think that necessarily John Harbaugh's had anything to do with the injuries. I can see how maybe there's some discussion around just some freshness, but I'm not sure that really dictates turning the ball over the way they did to start the season, and at times even against the Rams. And then the injuries, again, have been such a big part of it.
Evan's breaking up just a little bit. Hopefully he pops back here in a moment.
The Baltimore Cylons are getting him.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, it's interesting because it's rare to get a guy who knows the league as well as Evan does.
Right, and then have some expertise in the team that the Bears are playing.
Which is why it's a great book by our guy Alex Kuhn to try and get specifically this kind of combination here. And it's interesting. So he can speak to, you know, the Ravens' connectivity with the Steelers as an organization, as we reestablish with Evan Washburn here on The Score. So we got most of that answer. I think we're good, Evan.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, you're good. So do you think that do John Harbaugh and Todd Monken appear to still be lockstep on the offensive vision for this team?
Yes. I mean, I think that they have had a really fruitful connection, largely Monken with Lamar Jackson. I mean, this is years in the making, and they've put in all the foundational work. But, I mean, it's kind of a broken record here, but it's hard to really evaluate the offense. And even talking to folks there over the course of the bye week, it was hard for them to evaluate the team during the bye week because the self-scout doesn't reflect who they are as they go into a game against Chicago, because the players that were playing in the game were backups and, in some cases, practice squad players. So, again, I think these are things that are normal in terms of conversation points when it comes to a team that's 1-5, but I don't necessarily think that's how they view it in that building, based off of the fact that the main root cause of all of it's been the fact that they just haven't had the players that they plan on having when the offense and defense are playing to their standard.
Evan, how have you seen Lamar evolve as a pocket passer?
Incredibly well. And it's a great point to bring up, because when they looked at Cooper Rush as the backup and they brought him in the offseason, there was this discussion point, which has been brought to light in recent weeks, and for good reason, that he plays a different style than Lamar. And that's completely true. But no one plays Lamar's style. But Lamar can be a pocket passer that plays at the level of the top pocket passers in this league, but he also happens to have a superhuman ability to evade pressure and run with the ball. But in terms of the design runs, those have really not been removed from the playbook, but are far less than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, and especially when Lamar first took over as starter, and that was really his primary kind of move, was to attack with run pass option situations. And now it's no, Lamar's a pocket passer that happens to be able to, when the protection break down, run for 20-40 yards.
I don't know. I mean to do your research for you, Evan. I'm sure you know all this stuff, but Jalen Johnson's out for a while. Tyreek Stevenson's been really good. Now he's out for this game. Kyler Gordon just returned. He's been great, but now he's out for this game. We're a little freaked out about the secondary depth, and we're wondering if Lamar could beat them even if he can't run around this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, Zay Flowers probably loves the idea of going up against some backups. And DeAndre Hopkins has been relatively quiet, and I think he's suffered from the injuries, largely to Lamar Jackson, that's affected the passing game. A big part of it, too, guys, is Ronnie Stanley appears to be healthy. The bye week really did him a lot of good. And And as you know, it's not often as exciting to talk about offensive linemen, but he's as critical to everything they do in the passing game as anybody outside of Lamar. And so the fact that he's back and seemingly ready to play a full game, that would help the Ravens take advantage of whoever's back there for Chicago.
Your crew's having a fun time when you do games. And I figured that JJ would turn into a studio analyst. Like, I feel that the personality was clearly there when he was a player. I didn't expect him to be this good on color. And you guys seem to be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, we are. And I think the thing with JJ that's impressed me the most, outside of him just being a great guy, which I kind of knew. I mean, we crossed paths, not just when we were covering his games when he was in the league, but he's been a part of our studio crew in kind of a part-time capacity, and you'd see him at the big games and the playoffs and things when they'd go on site. But just his comfortability on the air, especially when it comes to doing games, and you guys have been around this enough, and the analyst job is really challenging because you have to find a way to not just make a salient point in a quick bite, but also not feel rushed and not stumble over your words and not be repetitive in your diction. And it requires a real command of the language, but also of timing. And that took me a while because I got to do that in short bursts as well. And then you got Ian directing it all. And JJ's been seamless, man. It's like he's been doing the job for years. And now as he gets more comfortable with the mechanics of all the things that go into doing live television, he's only going to get better. So I think that's allowed us to have fun, because usually you have to wait till somebody gets comfortable doing TV, let's say, before they can like cut it loose and start, you know, referencing movies and music and inside jokes and all that stuff. But we've been able to do it right out of the gate thanks to his ability to master it pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, and Ian is one of the greatest guys working in the industry. I mean, just like, I got to imagine
what he wants you to think.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell the secrets now. You'd rather have Noah.
Oh,
you'd
man.
Rather have Noah.
Oh, if only
you?
I could. If only I could. It would be the story of the century. No, I mean, he's everything you want him to be, because I agree. I think he's the best doing it. And shout out to Ian. He's kicking off his Amazon NBA gig tonight in New York. I think it's Celtics, Knicks. And I'm so happy for him because I've been with him for now over 10 years. And he's a great friend. But most importantly, he's just somebody who does it the right way. He's awesome on the air, but he's even better off it. And he makes all of our lives easier because yeah. We can mess something up, and I don't know, make it seem funny or like it was on purpose.
Natural follow-up and not based on recent events in any way. Did you guys meet with Caleb Williams this week?
Well, road games for us, that means we see them at the hotel. So we're excited to sit down with Caleb tomorrow once they arrive in Baltimore. That's the plan.
Okay. All right.
One more thing also having to do with recent events. Have you figured out how you're going to approach Ben Johnson at halftime or at the start of the third quarter? Because he's been a bit of a mixed bag with sideline reporters so far.
You know what? I've got a specific style. I mean, you guys are rolling in Eberflus interviews. I try to make my questions as quick as humanly possible for a couple of reasons. One, I think, and most importantly, and you've seen this, whether it was Ben or anybody, it's hard for in the middle of a game, and this is why I really am sympathetic to a coach or player if I'm doing an in-game interview, for them to do kind of a code switch from being in-game mode to now I have to talk to somebody. And so the less words you give them to think about, the better you're going to be. And then secondly, I always root for some sort of emotion. If it's anger, if it's sadness, I'd root for happiness because that's fun for me. But anything that takes the viewer into the mindset of whether it's the coach or player that I'm interviewing, that's kind of me doing my job. And so I think that sometimes gets lost in these sideline interviews where people either it feels cringy or things don't, it feels clunky or the person or the coach is upset or whatever. If it's a real emotion, that's authenticity. That's good. If it's just complete robotic back and forth, then that's kind of, you know, that's unfortunate. I mean, those happen too, but I think I'm okay and root for the ones that at least take us into what the person's thinking and feeling.
Boy, that's good stuff.
It's really thoughtful.
And this is the right show for that conversation. We're fascinated by that stuff. And so it stands to reason then, sometimes you might see a coach and it comes across that he's overwhelmed or overmatched or scared or that those kind of things that a leader doesn't want to give off. You must have been able to see that, hear that, or sense that a time or three in your career.
I don't know. That seems like a loaded question. But I don't often spend too much time judging. It's funny because we had one with Daniel Jones last week, and it was so fun to, one, see the Colts kind of in person. That thing's for real, by the way, at least offensively, for sure.
It seems like it.
And Daniel Jones, post-game, I kind of threw him one about what do we need to know about the team, and I kind of took it on myself to be like, I'm surprised by this. I don't like the thing where it's like people are saying, because when you say people are saying, you're basically saying I'm saying, but I don't want to take ownership of it. So I kind of put it on Daniel. I was like, look, I'm surprised by this. What do I and we need to know that we obviously didn't going into this season? And he had a great line where part of his answer, he says, y'all didn't know much, or I guess y'all didn't know much. And it was just an awesome moment for, like, Daniel Jones to finally kind of give a little jab, because this guy has taken it on the chin for so many years. And, look, it's been bumpy for him. But to have this moment, it was cool. So, but the example being, sometimes as the interviewer, you kind of have to put yourself in the position of being the voice of the fans or the critics so that you can try and get that reaction from the subject.
Hey, I wasn't trying to make you talk about Eberflus, but you're right to smell. You're right to smell my thoughts.
That's exactly what he was doing. Evan.
You put yourself in a tough spot with the lead-in. Honestly, you might have gotten it through without that lead-in. I see where you wanted to wrap this thing back around to.
Hey, man, you know, we like to talk in this town. Our old friend Terry Bores used to say that as soon as you put on the Cubs helmet, the Cubs hat, you lose 15 IQ points as a manager. We think it's actually the Bears podium. When you put the Bears podium in front of you, something just happens to these people. So,
well, the good thing is that it doesn't feel that way with Ben Johnson.
It doesn't.
It feels like he's in full space command of what's going on. Evan, before we let you go, what do you think is the most interesting thing about the Bears?
The fact that they have the exact same record. I mean, it's funny, we've spent time based off of your lead-in referencing this time last year, and we had that game. If I have it correct, just so, I mean, I'll check it before I go on the air on Sunday, but they were 4-2 going into the same week, right?
So yes.
They were going into the D.C. game.
Going into Washington. 4-2 into the Hail Mary game.
We had them the following week. Yeah, so I think that's the most interesting thing for me. And I know guys have lent perspective to it that were in the locker room for that team last year. But the fact that they're 4-2, same record, but you live it every day. Just in my, like, catch up this week and really diving deep, and we talked to Ben early in the week and talked to guys on Saturday night here. But, like, it just feels different because they're not satisfied. They recognize that they are not a clean 4-2, and there's so much more room to grow. It's got to happen, but the fact that it's the same record as they had last year and then the way things went, I don't know. I think that's probably top of my list outside of just, like, what's going on with Caleb, is, you know, his progress, all those things that you guys are talking about every day. But the natural symmetry of the two 4-2s and how different they seem to feel, to me, is a nice setup for this game.
CBS and Paramount Plus have the call of the Bears-Ravens game. Most of the country is going to see that game, by the way, and they'll see Evan Washburn on the sidelines. Evan, thanks for the time. We appreciate the talk about Kraft.
Yeah, sorry I lost you there for a minute, but good to be with you guys. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Evan.
That's Evan Washburn. It was great. It was great talking to him about all of this stuff that goes into it, and he's right. Like, I think his way of doing sidelines is – probably the proper way to do it.
And his the urging or the offer for fans as you're watching to look for the emotion as opposed to the words is a really thoughtful one.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly. Let's see how it plays out this weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. When we come back, apparently Ben was asked about taking his shirt off.
Oh, boy.
We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Caleb, according to the official count of the Wieners circle, if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during or after any Chicago Bears victory this year, it's once again free hot dogs for the city. Will you encourage him to do that?
I don't know if I'm going to encourage him to take his shirt off, but if he does it, he loves Chicago, and I think he's been enjoying Chicago, so he may or may not do it. So we'll see. But I'm not going to encourage the guy to take off his shirt and for some hot dogs.
I mean, come on, Caleb, give us some hot dogs,
man.
Encourage that man and help us out.
I don't mind the. The publicity stunt by the Wiener Circle, because the Wiener Circle is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just like, I had a hot dog there, I think August, and I can still taste it. Just like unbelievably, just a perfect char dog.
I love the char dog.
Dude, it's been sitting there for a while, and it's supposed to sit there for a while.
It's weird, because like you go to places, and I'm like, hey, throw that thing on the grill.
Oh, burn the hell out of that thing.
And burn it.
Let it split.
Yes.
Let that thing split it for it. Split it for me if you need to.
You got some hot dog stand looking for cheap and free advertising that you're providing right now, Dave?
I guess I just did.
Yeah, you did. Team Haw on that one.
That's right.
Bigsy lost too much weight to love on hot dogs. Is that what's going on?
I'm just Team Haw. And Team Mully. By the way, before Chicago takes on Baltimore, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday.
Yeah.
Presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Man, this Friday's been full of football. Really has. Lots of good World Series stuff earlier on as well. Before we get to this real quick, Don Mattingly is in the World Series for the first time ever in his long baseball life.
Which sounds crazy.
I know. So good,
Donnie Baseball, baby.
Good for him. It's a possible reason to root for Toronto. And Dan Schulman gets to do television in Canada, while Ben Schulman gets to do radio in Canada for the Blue Jays. That's pretty cool. Both former guests on the PBP, Voices of Baseball.
Well, think about that. That a lot of times broadcasters will run away. TV broadcasters can run away from their team.
Yeah.
Because they don't get to follow them in the postseason. But there's a nationwide call that's going to happen, and they get to be on it, which has got to be a tremendous honor.
Well, and Dan Schulman did a whole bunch of World Series for ESPN Radio back in the day. He used to be the voice of it. All right, back to
football. No, but I'm saying, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Representing Canada.
Oh, it's a different thing. Totally different thing. All right, back to Ben Johnson and the Wiener Circle. Ben was asked about it.
You heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. It's a little disturbing. Why would we want to see that? Huh? Any comment? No.
Why do you assume I'd have?
Are you interested in feeding people?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you not want people to eat them?
I'm a man of the people, so time will tell.
Well, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, he didn't say no.
No, he really didn't.
He said, I think it's possible.
He said it was a little disturbing and then said, do people really want to see that? And then pretty much, I think, asked our guy Jason Leisure directly if he wanted to see it.
He doesn't.
Okay. But that was it.
But I agree with the idea of feed the people. Man of the people.
Yeah.
I dig it.
If they win with no penalties, that shirt's coming off. I said, imagine how good we'd be.
Is there a little flattery there? Like, people want to see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's asking the beat.
To stroke the ego a little bit. Well, be like, hey, man, you're in good shape.
This is how it happens with these Bears head coaches, man. You got to win games, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, I don't have to ask him the Marian Hossa question. It's clear that Ben Johnson works out. You know what I'm saying? It's clear. He does, right? He's a lifter, as we know. I think so now it's a thing. If he knows about it, the team knows about it. Obviously, Caleb knows about it. If they win, they're going to be all over him to get it done.
Do you work out a lot, Marion?
Boy, that's horrendous. I sound young and stupid and totally self-conscious. Yeah, that's tough, isn't it? That's a great way to go into the weekend.
Again, you brought it up.
I really did.
Yep, you won't be thinking about that all weekend.
Nah,
long.
Kennesaw.
I won't.
Yeah.
Judge
Landis.
I won't be thinking about any of that. I won't be thinking about any of you people. That's right.
What do you mean, you people? Oh, there it is there again it is. With Judge Landis.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's right.
I got to go gamble on some basketball games. I'm very busy. My weekend is...
Or are you going to play poker?
I'm not with Chauncey Billups. I'm not. And I'm going to be a damn long time before I trust the Deckmate 2.0.
I just bought one of those at Amazon. You guys want to come over and play cards?
I do not.
I do not. You got a USB port? You're looking to jam in the back of that
you
thing?
You know that Tanny does.
I know that he does.
The guy walks around with just making sure that he's got everything. So he's definitely got the portable USB.
All right. Look, who's on chicken if the Bears do somehow pull out a win?
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I'm on it.
Man.
I might also be on sweets.
On setback sweetener?
Yeah. Because I want you to try that thing from Medici.
You mentioned the thing.
Yeah. So we'll eat.
Okay.
On Monday, no matter what.
Oh, man. See?
Which is a good thing.
I knew there was a reason to come back.
Yep. It's a good thing. All right. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor on Monday, a Bears Monday, here on The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.